So filling Brad's spot this morning, I have Denise and I have a dog in the studio. I have AJ. I have a stud in the studio. AJ, AJ the stud dog. And Denise is with us this morning from Brigadoon Service Dogs. So Veterans Day is coming up. And KISM is having this Veterans Day rock show and auction Friday night at the Underground in Bellingham. And the point of that is to help raise some money for Brigadoon Service Dogs so a dog can be trained up for and placed with a veteran. And Denise has been running this program for many years. And first of all, thank you for coming in, Denise.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Now, I understand, we know from talking to, we helped raise money for a family out in Whidbey Island who their boy has a peanut allergy and mm-hmm. needed a dog, a service dog. And when they told us the expense and the work that goes into it, it kind of blew my mind what goes into all of this. And it was quite an education. And so I guess when I saw the story on Q13 about you the other day, I wasn't surprised. It's roughly, they say, $30,000.
That's right.
To train these dogs, correct?
Correct. And part of that is 2 years of raising them to maturity to be able to handle what the world throws at them and their partner.
And they do what for vets? And I understand it's not just vets that you place the dogs for, but what do they do specifically for vets? What are these dogs?
Specifically, they nudge them when they get into high anxiety. They give them confidence to get out in the world because the veteran feels like the dog is, I want to say watch their back, but they have another set of eyes. One of the things that the veterans come back with is being hypervigilant. They have to turn their head and look. They don't like anybody behind them, things like that. By having a dog next to them, the dog can lean up to them. We teach the dog to post behind so that they're in the grocery store and there's a line, the dog will stand horizontal to them and lean into them so they know that there's somebody behind them that is watching the people behind them. Those are just some of the things. They can go in and turn on a light when they come in and it's dark. They're afraid to come into the home, for example.
Right.
Worried about somebody maybe hiding out
so
somewhere.
So the dog can turn on
the dog turn on the light,
the dog
light,
turns
yes.
on the lights.
That's right. They can turn on lights, open doors, retrieve all kinds of items, nudge. They'll sense them, and they'll nudge their side to bring them back down to reality because they check out. They can find exits if they have a panic attack in a building and the guy or the girl is like, I can't move because I'm frozen. The dog actually can nudge them, and they can say exit. And then the dog, they just follow the dog out to the exit of the building.
We will have a veteran on with us in about an hour who will explain, she'll explain her relationship with her service dog. But in watching that piece on Q13, there was a veteran, a gentleman who he couldn't get back out there in the workforce and then got one of these dogs mm-hmm. and now he's out there.
Yeah, Josh is amazing. The thing that a lot of people don't understand is that when these guys are in this state of mind, that their whole family is kind of held hostage. They can't do a lot of things because they have to be with their dad or their husband.
Right.
And once that dog comes on board, it kind of releases everybody and gives everybody freedom. And in Josh's case, he was able to go after 6 years. Not of having the dog 6 years, but after 6 years of being diagnosed, he was able to go back into the workforce again full time because of his dog. Yeah. And I don't think he could have done that without the dog. Just the mere touch of the animal, when you start feeling that your blood pressure go up, you put your hand on your dog, and that releases these endorphins and things that calm you down, and they learn the deep breathing. And the dog senses that. You know, they put their head on the lap, they nudge them, they stare. And, you know, they feel that, and Josh will look down and go, okay, smoke, I got it.
Yeah. Now, AJ is here in the studio with us, Denise from Brigadoon Service Dogs. AJ is a collie, I take it.
Yes, he's a rough collie.
Okay, now, and he's a stud.
He is a stud.
That's his job. That's his job. Now, another fascinating component about this story is where these dogs receive their training, which is?
Some of them receive their basic training from puppy raisers, and then after they're with the puppy raiser for 8 to 12 months, they go into one of our prison systems. Between, they get evaluated, and then they either go to Stafford Creek, which is in Aberdeen, they go to Cedar Creek, which is in Olympia, or they go to Washington Corrections, which is in Shelton. And each one of these inmates have been trained. I've spent a week or more with these inmates to train them how to train the dogs. And then I travel once a month to all three of the prisons and stay with them for the day to make sure that, you know, everything is copacetic as far as their understanding, their training of the dog, the dog's being well cared for, et cetera. Then they come back to Brigadoon the last 4 months of their final training, and then our trainers put them through their paces and get them ready to take the public access test. And then we have the team training after they're matched, which is 2 weeks long with the client and the dog, teaching the client what to do with the dog out in public and how the dog was trained.
This is a very thorough process. As we learned with the peanut sniffing dog, not all of them make it. I mean, not all these dogs graduate. Or even when they get out there, you find out, not quite, got to send the dog back.
Right, exactly. And you don't know until the pair go home and actually live together. It's like getting married.
Right.
You have to learn each other's, if you've not lived with this person, all the little nuances of living with this dog comes out. And it can all look great on paper, all the visitations, we can do everything. And then the dog goes home, it just doesn't work out. And in that case, because we do such a variety of disabilities, sometimes that dog can be trained for somebody else that's on our waiting list, and then that other person will just wait for another dog. We'll start looking through our queue of dogs that are coming up for training and say, well, let's try this one out. We have to take into consideration the reason why the dog didn't work out with that person, and then we go from there.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you do and everyone who works in this program. So Friday night is the show. This is the Veterans Day rock show and auction at the Underground in Bellingham. And it just by, you know, showing up there, you help out.
Yeah, we don't charge our veterans for the dogs at all. And therefore, we go out and we try to raise the money ourselves or get companies to sponsor a portion of the cost so that our veterans don't have to pay for the dog itself.
Yeah,
and that's the purpose of this fundraiser, is to raise enough money so that we can sponsor. They can actually, the veteran, Kesem will be sponsoring a dog for a veteran.
Well, it's $10 at the door.
Yep, easy peasy.
$7. 7 o'clock is when the doors open. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Sunset Superman is going to be performing. There's a silent auction, raffle items. There's so many people we need to thank who are part of this. The Guitar Center is giving up like a guitar amp, a month of lessons from the Guitar Center. Carl's Mower and Saw with a steel MS-170 chainsaw. They've got that in there, and the list goes on and on and on. And you'll be able to go to KISM.com and find out more information. But again, this is coming up on Friday night, and it's going to be at the Underground Nightclub. And again, doors open at 7. Sunset Superman hits the stage at 8 o'clock, our Veterans Day rock show and auction. And this is a way to help veterans and other folks get a service dog.
Have a good time.
And you can you'll have a good time along the way, all right?
Say hello.
Hey, AJ.
Speak.
There we go. Thank you, AJ. Thank you very much, Denise.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be joined by a veteran a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Ariana is a recipient, and we'll get her story as well. And again, you'll be able to go to KISM.com and get more information on that Veterans Rock Show and auction coming up Friday night.